from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, I've got another thought, too, here about all this. Welcome back to the Northern Kia Studios with John Fricke at 404-726-0929. Atlanta desires to be a destination spot for major events. Like we had the Olympics here in 96. If you weren't here in 96, well, when they announced the Olympics, what year was that? Probably 90, maybe 92? With the Olympics, it's Atlanta. We about fell out of our chair that we were getting the Olympics. When they announced the Olympics back in 90, and then they came in 96, it was like we had arrived as a town. Hey, you know? Because the Peach Bowl used to be kind of a second-tier bowl that was played at Fulton County Stadium. I used to go every year. It was always around Christmas time. And it was like Iowa State versus North Carolina State. And it was a nice little bowl game played outdoors, and usually the weather was crummy. I mean, but it was not. It wasn't a major bowl. And in the process here, Atlanta has grown and grown as a, you know, the airport, certainly the opening of the airport helped in the 70s, but Atlanta became this major international megalopolis and this attractive city, so much so that when the World Cup was here, I was sort of surprised we didn't get the final, and now looking at the grass at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I kind of understand a little bit. I was really disappointed we didn't get the media center. I thought we ought to get the media center, but I guess they thought Dallas is a more central location. Okay. But this town is, you know, it prides itself on hosting major, major events of all stripes, you know, of sports and other events, what with the World Congress Center and with, now you have the new Hilton down there, and they're going to be even more major events. So the town is focused and locked in on attracting major events into this city by the truckloads full. It's why so many hotel rooms downtown, it wants to be that kind of centralized place, which makes perfect sense. I applaud everybody that does this, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the sports marketing people, everybody that does this, Arthur Blank, Tony Ressler, the whole lot of them. I think it's a wonderful thing that they do. I really do. I think it's great. But because we focus on that, there tends to be, I think, maybe less of a focus on actual winning by our teams. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it would make sense, but it's like, what do we care about? We would never accept bad college football here, right? Right. We just talked about that. No. It's not. By the way, it's not acceptable at Georgia Tech. Okay. And so, not acceptable at Georgia State. Now the Kennesaw State's the Conference USA. Those schools got up their game. Now, hopefully, you know, Del McGee does stuff and And KSU does stuff, and Brankey does stuff. And, yeah, this is the college football capital of the world, and we pride ourselves on that. That's why the Hall of Fame is here. It's why the national title game is here this year. It's why the SEC championship game is here, why the SEC offices ought to be moving here, okay? But in the space of that here, walk me through how we in the major sports in this town, and I'm gonna forgive me for a second for Atlanta United. Forgive me for a second, okay? The major sports, okay? Because there are three major sports: NHL and MLS, NHL and MLS. Okay, but I'm talking about the three big ones, right? The NFL, the NBA, and baseball. Those three. We've had teams in this town from those three for nearly 60 years, okay? We're working on, what, 170-plus, 175 seasons of the Braves, the Falcons, and the Hawks, and we have two titles. And last year, I said before the Hawks season, and this is why I got off on this rant today, last year I said, okay, I see that they're going to wait a year. We're going to work through this year. It'll be a full year of Quinn Snyder. We'll let Landry Fields get a full year in and kind of figure out where we're going with this. And we'll see how this works together with those two, with the GM and the coach. And we'll see how maybe DeJounte does actually work. And then if it doesn't, then okay, we'll go through this year. If it works, great. If it doesn't, then maybe, okay, we'll reset next year. Then comes next year. Of course, it doesn't work. And then comes next year, and we're ready to reset. And what happens? They get the number one pick in the draft. They get the number one. I don't care. It's a bad draft. I don't want to hear about that. They get the number one pick in the draft. And, oh, by the way, there are free agents available all over the place for the first time in forever. And, okay, there's free agents available. You got the number one pick in the draft. You can trade a star player. Hey, why don't we make it right now? And then they, what, let's see. We got two draft picks, right? We got, let's see here. We got E.J. Liddell, Dyson Daniels, Larry Nance Jr., Zach Attack, Risa Shea, and Nikola Jurcic. They may be good. Hey, Risa Shea may be really good. Jurcic maybe turns into a, I don't know, really good. Maybe Dyson Daniels is that elite defender and turns into a, you know, a guy that you could, okay. But that's, with these picks, which I know you needed to get the picks back after the first DeJounte trade, but that's all 2 years from now. That's not, wait, what happened to now? Why are we constantly having to wait? I at what point do we say we're done waiting? What, we're going to get 2 years from now and go, well, yes, I understand, but now we have to trade Trey, and you know how it works. We got to reset that. What? At what point is, no, this is not acceptable anymore. No, this stops now. Because I set myself up. I set myself up here. Look, I love the Atlanta Hawks. From the first game I went to in person at the old Omni, I'm not a Maravich guy, I was never there at Alexander, I didn't see Lou Hudson. I saw like Armand Hill and John Drew, Tom McMillan, Steve Hawes. That was the Hawks that I first introduced to in person games. And so I'm in person there at the Omni, you know, I was able to go to the games, got to the games, and that's like 76-ish, right? So we're talking nearly 50 years ago. And so that team, right? And from that point on, I fell in love with the team. The Neek teams, you know, and you know, because I love Ted Turner, and yeah, I'm Billy Knight, I know, and the whole spirit thing. But you know what? I mean, we went through the whole thing with 13 wins, and yet we bounced back, right? I mean, we had the 60-win season, then we had the trade thing happen, and I just don't know how much longer. It's just pulling my hair out. And for somebody who's been watching as long as I have, it's just frustrating, that's all. And so I'm venting here trying to figure out why this city doesn't seem to act like a major market, because not just the Hawks. United lets Messi go to Miami. I got news for you. Atlanta's a bigger market than Miami. Atlanta's bigger than Miami. Why don't we act like we're bigger than Miami? We got a stadium that's much bigger. We got a whole academy. We got everything. This is supposed to be the soccer mecca. Let's turn it into the soccer. No, we get one and dones. They get Messi. We get one and dones. I'm not sure I understand what's going on here. We get coaches fired. They get messy. You know, it's just infuriating to me. Now, the NFL is a little bit different because of the fact that, you know, you have a salary cap, a little bit different. But at the same time, while it's a little bit different, I watched the New Orleans, I just mentioned this, the New Orleans Saints are $180 bazillion over the cap, and they go out, hey, let's go sign a few guys, okay? Hey, you're $180 million over the cap. Yeah, we don't care. Hey, welcome on in. You know, not that it does them any good, but they don't care about the cap. They're not. We go, oh, we're only $6 million under the cap. We can't afford to go out. You know, why do we care? Don't care. How about we don't care about aprons and caps or, you know, any? How about we just go and do whatever it takes to win titles? I don't know. Maybe I'm just ranting because I'm just mad. It's a good idea. Hey, Kim, am I wrong about this and don't understand it, that after 50 years, I sit here and go, pull my hair out and go, I don't get it?
Hey, John, it starts with the fan base, man. I've always said this for years. This is the softest fan base in America when it comes to professional sports here in Atlanta. We don't put pressure on management to get better. We don't put pressure on the newspapers, on the columnists, the sports columnists. We don't do anything. We accept it, John. We accept it. Look at in the 90s with the Braves. We were satisfied with hanging division banners in the outfield. Nobody was up in arms. I listened to sports talk radio for the last 50 years. I get very little calls that people were just fed up, except myself. I would call in and be passionate about it, but I didn't get enough people doing it, John. There's too many transplants in this town. Yeah, we're a major market. We're a big city now, but half of us are not even from here. And I feel like that's why the fan base don't give a damn, because most of them are not even from here. As far as the Hawks go, man, John, do you really trust Landry? Do you really trust
Landry? Well, it's not a question of Landry to me. I mean, look, let me just answer that directly because I want to make sure that I'm clear. I take Tony Wrestler, man, at his word. He and Jamie Gertz and the wrestler, you know, when they bought the team. He said, and I take the man at his word, and I've interviewed him before on the radio, and seemed to like him, that he wants to turn everything in this organization into first-class, world-class. Well, if you look around, Ken, he did that with the stadium. That redo of the stadium, that's a world-class stadium. The practice facility is world-class. The medical facilities are world-class. The Skyhawks down at College Park, redoing that and bringing the team down there, that's world-class. I mean, his stuff with the Dream has been pretty much world-class. I mean, he's top of the market in just literally everything he does. His EA Sports team, everything they've done from a marketing standpoint, I think they've done brilliantly. Except for this roster. I mean, it's like, okay, walk me through this.
John, give me a crappy stadium. Give me a crappy practice facility. I don't care about none of that. I need someone in that front office with a brain, with half a brain, that know how to put together a championship team. Give me that. I understand what Wrestler did. I mean, kudos to him. But the guy do not know how to go out and hire the right people, man, to run this team. He's got a son involved, for crying out loud. Come on, man. Now, anytime you get family members involved in any type of organization, as far as a professional organization, it's going to go wrong. It's going to go haywire, John. He just needs to hire the right people. And the people that he have in place right now, John, they're not going to get it done. They're just not. I don't have zero confidence in that Hawks regime right now, man.
Yeah, because I looked at it and said, if you can't make this work now, nobody's had an opportunity like this to reshape a franchise where you're willing to move a superstar in his prime. At least I thought they were willing to. Apparently they're not. And I'm not begging for it because I'm on Team Trey. And you have the number one pick, and I understand that you think it's a bad draft, but I'll guarantee you, for all the people saying it's a bad draft, I'll guarantee to you that there will be two or three superstars 5 years from now that come out of this draft.
Absolutely, John. I guarantee.
You
got to have the right people that know how to recognize the talent and go get it, man. Same thing with free
agency. By the way, they may have. That's the thing,
hopefully,
Ken. They may have.
Just keep our fingers crossed, hopefully.
You know, that Risa Shea turns into a star. Yeah, appreciate it, Ken. I mean, look, they may be too smart by half. They may be just listening to me going, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, which is possibly true. Look, Risa Shea is about to become a CEO, going to blow up into a rookie of the year. Jalen Johnson is about to blow up into a new guy. We got Trey. It's going to be his team. Kobe Bufkin is ready to go. There are things about Kobe Bufkin I like. We think that Alex Saar, Muhammad Gay's got every bit as much game as Alex Saar. Look, I like Muhammad Gay too, but I don't know. I mean, maybe they're ready. Maybe they're going, yeah, you don't really realize. Look at it this way. I tell you that I look at the Atlanta Falcons, I look at their roster and what they have, and I go, yeah, you know, there's a reason that Raheem is saying Super Bowl, because I'm starting to think he might be right. This team is really good. And, yeah, could they make some tweaks? Sure. But people are like, you're way over your skis. Oh, okay, I may be, but boy, you know what? I look at that and I kind of sideways and go, oh, yeah, it's a really good football team. And with the Hawks, maybe they're saying that internally. Yeah, you know, you can bitch them out on the radio, but you know what? We're a really good basketball team. I hope they're right. I hope they shock all of us. But right now, it's just like they didn't swim in any waters that everybody else was swimming in. Maybe they're laughing about it. I don't know. 404-726-0929, 929 The Game at Night. What's going on in town where we seem to have our teams not wanting to swim in the same waters with the big boys? And we are content to hang around, and we're not even in the pool. We're in the kiddie pool with our franchises. We're not even, Orlando's lapping us. You know, forget that Philadelphia and Boston are doing headers off the high dive. You know, we've got like floaties on. Come on, let's go on Sports Radio 99 The Game. July week kicking off, first day of July. What a month it's going to be here. Welcome to the Northern Kia Studios, John Fricke, and of course, Oren Romaine. He was like Prince. We had dubbed him Prince Oren or King Oren or Czar. I think maybe Czar. Was it Czar? Were you like Fratello? I still don't remember what we did. But you had a title. I don't know what happened to your title. I want to get it back. That's all. And, of course, you at 404-726-0929. Trying to figure out here. You know, if you're a fan, you know, you're lucky if you... Because there are fans out there who will go through their entire life rooting for their teams and never experience a championship. And that's got to be just deflating. Now, my college football team's won 5 titles, and I've seen them win 5 titles. So that's even though they're not no good now, but you know maybe they'll be better. So to watch them win 5 titles, it has been one of my joys in life. My baseball team has won 2. Now they were a long time apart. They should have won a lot more than 2, but I got to see them win 2. Okay, should have won a lot more. Should have won 5 or 6, but I got to see them win 2. And you know then my soccer team won 1. And my hockey team won 1, but they weren't here no more, so I don't count it. And I didn't watch it because I was mad at them. The Calgary Flames are hosting up the cup. I'm like, you know what was making me the most mad about that? Wasn't that the Calgary Flames won the cup, and it should have been the Atlanta Flames that won the cup. It was that Calgary had the nickname and the uniforms. No, those are ours. There are no Flames of Calgary. Call yourself, I don't know. You know, the Canadian Mountain Men, eh? You know, the Hosers, eh? You know, I whatever. But not, no, that's Flames. Our city burnt to the ground, not yours. Yeah, whatever. Sideline Mike is on with John. Hey, Sideline Mike, what is up?
John, I feel your pain. Born in 1962 at Hugh Spaulding Hospital across the street from Grady, okay? I can remember when my mama bought me my first Falcon uniform for Christmas. I'm talking about Harmon Wages and all them cats, okay?
You're but like 5 years. That's like 67 or so, right? I mean, you're like in first or second year talking Falcons, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, I can remember. See, people don't understand. Randy Smith was never supposed to own this team. Mr. Nally was supposed to own the team. Mr. Nally couldn't get the $7 million liquid that the NFL wanted. And you know what Rankin got it? Because he was in insurance. He had the money. He was never supposed to own the team. See, nobody ever knows that story, John, about how if Mr. Nally could have gotten the money up, we would have never known the ineptitude of ownership in damn near every franchise that's been here. Now, when you think about it, You look at what we've been through as a fan base. I left the Falcons in 1981. Now, do I watch the game? Yeah. Am I emotionally invested in anything that the Falcons do? Absolutely not. Okay? When I look at the Hawks, I look at the ownership there. Tony Ressler and all these guys do all these great things, but they let these children of theirs come in and play with our emotions when it comes to the franchise. Now, what I believe happened with the draft is going to be good. You got Jalen Johnson, you got Johnson, you got Richardson, you got Trey Young, and babe, I'm sorry, the league has even turned the city against this guy. John, this is 27-10 every night, and this guy's 25 years old.
Don't get me wrong. I'm on Team Trey. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad they kept him, at least to this point here. I'm not upset about that. I'm saying
John, you can
that,
build a rock, but what you can't do now is you can't skip
you didn't know. I'm saying what I'm saying is know. When you traded follow me, Mike. What I'm saying is right. when you traded DeJounte, when you made the decision to trade DeJounte, you got back Larry Nance Jr., E.J. Liddell, Dyson Daniels, and two draft picks. I wanted DeJounte and Clint for somebody of value who could step in and be the number two. I wanted you to go in free agency and into the trade markets and get me a starting five and a starting two to go with those other three guys, and they haven't done it.
Saying.
So
I,
now
I
you,
saying,
but
John.
Mike, right?
Nick,
they haven't.
Nick Ressler is the reason why you gave up too much and you went star hunting for DeJounte Murray. That kid ain't played defense like he played in 2018, and he ain't going to play defense like he played in 2018 in New Orleans. That cat is done. All of his offensive numbers came when Trae Young was out and everybody he was shooting the ball and everybody else was watching. Nick Ressler is the reason why you're in this spot. That's why Travis Schlink got out of here, because Nick Ressler came in and forced that trade while San Antonio sitting up there looking like the cat that ate the mouse. Oh, y'all going to give us all that for this guy? Oh, hell yeah, we'll take it. Yes. So that's another child getting in here and doing this. But at the end of the day, now you got to go one way. You're either going to develop these players, or you're going to get your superstar. You went star hunting.
Yeah, I don't know that the trade in and of itself is bad. I mean, it may turn out to be a pretty good trade for the Atlanta Hawks. I think we're talking about two different things here. Because right. My problem is, how much longer do we, Mike, you mentioned, you know, you go back farther than I do. Because I go back, my first year as a Falcons fan is 75. So, Barkowski, right, shows up, and that's when I become a Falcons fan. Okay, so I don't go back to Hudson. I don't go back to Maravich. I only go back again. I'm in season coming into season with the Falcons. This will be my 50th year.
Them guys,
okay,
hey, 50. When I was a little boy, those guys were playing at Georgia Tech. That's where the Hawks played their games at Georgia Tech.
Right. They played at Alexander. Right, they had the green uniforms. I get it. I understand that. All right, so you go back a little farther than I do. Okay, I mean, I watched the Braves in '69 with Rico Cardi and Orlando Cepeda and Joe Torre and Hank and all those guys and Negro. Right, yeah, but I wasn't. You know, I wasn't necessarily per se a Braves fan at that point. So that's my 50 years here. Okay. So my point to you on this is that if you're not going, at some point you've got to do it. And this was the perfect offseason to do it. If you were going to use the draft to go draft, if you said, and they went out and scouted and said, look, we believe that Richardson is going to become a star. Fine. I have no problem with that. We all could see the potential of Jalen Johnson. We know how good Trey can be. All right. You have those three. Yeah. Now you have to, in a trade and free agency, go get a 2 and a 5. And they didn't, they haven't done it.
Because Tony Russell ain't going into the luxury tax. No, he's not. And he's not going
to
throw caution to the
wind. That goes to the larger question. Why then don't we – all right, Mike, you've been here since – you were born in 62. Why do we act like it's still 1962 and we're some sleepy, slow, but southern town we're the sixth largest market in the country?
John, you know why? Because three things. Number one, the new TV rights deal. John, come on. They don't need us to come to the game. They don't have to win a championship. Jerry Jones don't want to win a championship in Dallas. Brother, with these new TV contracts and how much money they're going to make, and you're looking at 5 years from now, you're going to have an NBA player that's going to make $500 million. Trey Young's $42 million is going to look like DeJounte Murray's 25 looks like right now in 2 years.
Yeah, I have no doubt of that. Mike, you're right. I mean, I have no doubt of that. The first $100 million a year player is coming soon. It's happened in soccer overseas.
To win a championship.
Right.
Nobody's
trying to win
a championship, John.
I think they are trying to win championships, but I do think that this is where I think you and I are going to kind of diverge a little bit, and I got to get some other callers. Thank you, Mike, for the call here. I think where Mike and I are going to kind of move along here is I have no problem with what they did in the draft here. I have no problem with keeping Jalen Johnson and Trae Young. That's a nice little threesome. And you got Hunter and Bogey on the bench. Okay, you got the beginnings of something. I think that there's some nice pieces here. The Hawks are not an awful team, but you had an opportunity to go out and really go do stuff, and I saw Orlando signing players. I saw Charlotte signing players. I saw Philadelphia signing this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. I saw, you know, Golden State making a run at players. The Lakers are making a run at players. Everybody's making a run. We're not doing a damn thing. We're not even going. We're not even in the Eric Gordon world, okay? It's like is free agency going on? Somebody say, oh, hell, we missed it. It's like, what are you doing? At what point do you push in and say, look, life is poker, okay? Life is poker. For those of you who play poker, life is poker. At some point, you don't want to have to necessarily just bluff. You want to actually play a strong hand, but you got to push in. You can't just sit there and call. And that's all these teams do in this town. We call. They never raise. And we call. Oh, you raised me, I'm out. No, what? It's like the worst bunch of poker players I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, at some point, make a move. Do the first team in this town to make a move is going to be, oh my God, we did what? I mean, oh my God, we did what? That wasn't just, now I understand that, you know, the parameters of things, Major League Soccer, for example, is not because of the calendar and because they're, what, like the seventh best league in the world or something like that. I understand the fall of that. I understand the problematic nature of it. I don't care about it. I understand it. But when it comes to the other teams, I understand, yeah, there's a salary cap in the NFL, but look, you know, at least at the NFL, I'm going to give Mr. Blank a lot of credit. He went out and put his money where his mouth was, spent more money in free agency on the defense 2 years ago, more money in free agency in the offense than any team in the NFL in the last 2 years, okay? And so, and hopefully he reaps the rewards. And look, all of us here, I think, really want Raheem Morris. One of the great things that could happen here, because I really like Raheem a lot, is for Raheem Morris to be the head coach of this franchise for 15 years. And because this franchise does not need another three-year regime. It needs a let's settle in and become, to me, I want to bring back, the reason I want the red helmets back is because the Atlanta Falcons are the Blackbirds, and that's the Blackbird on the helmet, not the Redbirds on the black helmet. That's another story, but I want the return of the Blackbirds, and I want us to become that team, that franchise. Because the Braves are as close as we've ever been to having that franchise, right? And yet, through all of it, we seem to we have to count on not the fact that we're going to go strong, but on AA Magic, which, by the way, we're really lucky to have. Because if we didn't have Alex Anthopoulos, that franchise, if we did not have Alex Anthopoulos, mark my words, that Atlanta Braves franchise that you're watching right now would be abysmal. They'd be no good. They would be no good. The only reason they're good is because they have that guy. And he's working his magic out there, you know? So why nobody's complaining about Liberty Media at the moment, because Alex continues to work his magic. It's just my frustrating night. I just don't understand at what point in the universe, you know, the last free agent the Atlanta Hawks signed. Oren, say it again. Who was the last free agent the Atlanta Hawks signed of any note? Say it again. Oren?
I'm sorry. I totally forgot there, John. Who was the last free agent the Hawks signed that was of any note?
Paul Millsap.
That's right. Paul. Forgot about Paul.
Paul Millsap.
You don't want to go Bazemore over Paul?
No, Paul was better than Bazemore in my world.
Fair enough.
But even then, can't Bazemore. Okay. Swimming in the kiddie pool, I see. All right, quick break as we continue on 99 The Game at Night. 404-726-0929 if you want to weigh in on I'm a little frustrated tonight by what's been happening with the Atlanta Hawks. Now, look, as big a Hawks fan as I am, I hope they exceed expectations. I hope that Quinn Snyder has a game plan here with, the top of that attack of, Trey at the point, Jalen and Zach, and with Hunter and Bogey off the bench. And I have no idea. They must like Giricic, or they wouldn't have traded back into the draft to get him. Maybe he can be a sniper that they need, and we're going to love these two rookies, and it's all going to kind of work, and Okongwu is going to be healthy, and they're going to be able to – maybe it all works. And that would be a great thing, and I'm going to root like mad for him to win every game. But at some point, I want one of our teams to kind of push in here, okay, just to push in. When this radio station started 12 years, right, Oren? I think so. Yeah, 2000 – yeah, well, 12, yeah. And the only two people that are left here on air anyway from when the station started are Carl and I. When the station first started, I left the network, Fox Sports Radio, and I came over here. And the boss at that time, Terry Fox, said, you know, I can't pay you what you're making at Fox Sports Radio. You know, you got home studio, you're doing the national shows, and you want to come over here, and I can pay you like this much. And I went, ooh. And I said, yeah, but I worked my whole career with one goal. And that was to talk to the fans of Atlanta, because I'm an Atlanta Braves fan, I'm an Atlanta Hawks fan, I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. These are my people. These are my teams. I want to talk about my teams. I'm tired of sitting on the radio talking about Arkansas football and Purdue basketball and Utah football. I don't care. And so then when you're doing a national thing, you got to talk about everything, right? I mean, I would get calls about the Buffalo Sabres, and I'm like going, Well, I don't know anything about the Buffalo Sabres. Early Google. So I'm like going, hey, I'm holding my hands up looking at the producer going, they got that guy, and then they got that other guy who plays goal, and they may be, I don't know, they may be pretty good. I had no idea. I'm going, I don't know. Buffalo Sabres call. Okay, all right, let's roll with that. So I said, I'm going to come here. And then I made a prediction when I came here. And I got on the radio, and I said, look, this town is too good. We've had pretty darn good. There are times we've had, everybody likes to bitch and moan about the ownership, but the fact of the matter is, this is a town that had Ted Turner. And I think Ted Turner is one of the most visionary sports owners in the history of the United States, if not the world. He was such a visionary. And a really wonderful man to boot. I mean, I'm acting like he's dead, but you know what I'm saying. A really wonderful man to work for, a really wonderful man to know, just a really good guy, and a visionary sports owner. And he's the one who kind of elevated the city of Atlanta into the consciousness of America with the whole WTCG, Andy Messerschmidt, Channel 17, beaming the games out, Superstation, America's team. I mean, so, just brilliance on his part. He just saw the future when nobody else saw the future. And it was my great honor to work for him for as many years as I did. And so anyway, the point is that when I got here 12 years ago, I said, one team here is going to win a title. One team. I said, look, I'm taking the colleges out because Georgia is going to get it together. Georgia is going to start winning national titles because there's too much high school talent here. They're going to finally figure it out, and they've been really kind of close. They're going to start winning natties up at Georgia in football. It's going to become a powerhouse. It took a little longer than I expected, but they eventually obviously got there because they're there now. But I said, once we start winning titles on the pro level, once we win one, then other teams are going to follow. Once we win a Super Bowl, there's going to be an NBA title. Once we win a World Series, there's going to be this. And then the breakthrough came, right? I'm not talking about, forget about the Braves of the 90s. I'm talking about right now. The breakthrough came with what? It came with the Atlanta United. It shocked the city on fire. It was like a jolt, right to the heart of this town. And it just took off like wildfire. And it was the thing in town. And now all the other franchises in town had to play catch up. And here go the Braves, and the Braves start rolling again. And so here go the Braves, and they win a World Series. All right, here we go. And then, of course, you know what happened. You know, in the interim, what happened in and around there? 28-3. And we all went into that. Oh, my God, are you kidding me? We are cursed. We're not cursed. We're not cursed. What we are is we're not forward-thinking. We I think, really look at ourselves the way that they look at us. They laugh at us from New York. How do I know they laugh at us in New York? How do I know they laugh at us? Because I worked with those people. Where? In New York and in L.A. And you're let ha, 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 ha. They would laugh to my face. I had to take a bullet for all of you guys, okay? it was me. I'm taking the bullet for you. You know, so just act like it. What's that old thing, you know, where you say, if you want to walk in, you can walk into anywhere. My brother used to say, you can put a suit on and walk in anywhere. You could go to any party you want at the highest highfalutin thing. If you're wearing a Brooks Brothers suit, you just walk in and act like you own the place and start taking hors d'oeuvres and sipping and talking people up. Nobody's going to ask you. Just act like it. You know, it's party crashers. Let's go to Kelvin here. Let's be crashers. Kelvin, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, man? And honestly, you are saying everything that I'm thinking. You look at teams such as Boston, New York, Indiana, hell, Sacramento, as they rebuild, are going good. They make it to the postseason. It just seemed like for the Hawks, they do something for 1 year and then they just blow it up. We're always blowing up this team. We never, ever have moments where we are always contending to be in that title fight. And yeah, it's disappointing. And hopefully something happened this season, but honestly, I'm expecting the same thing. Play in, yeah. And eliminate it.
Yeah. Yep. That's kind of what I'm, you know, maybe Zachary Risacher, you know, grows faster than you expect, and maybe Jalen Johnson takes a big leap into a true star, and you let Trey loose. I will say this, Kelvin. There might be something to be said for the unspoken thing about getting rid of DeJounte and the failure of the DeJounte pairing of the two, that Quinn Snyder is really anxious, Kelvin, to let Trey loose.
I hope so. And another thing is, hopefully we get to see Kobe out there as well. I barely saw him last season, and during the development, when he was in the development league, he was putting up great points. So hopefully, like you said, Quinn Snyder, he's anxious. We do see a whole different offense. We make some trades to fix this core five up and, you know, I guess be more optimistic. But we'll see, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Kelvin. I mean, I'm the keeper of the Kool-Aid, driver of the bandwagon, and I am usually Mr. Optimistic. But this was just kind of so far, it's a gut punch. Now, they may have gotten all these guys in, the Larry Nance Jr.'s and the Dyson Daniels and E.J. Liddell's, and maybe they're going to be, you know, Clint's got an expiring contract. Maybe there's another move to be made here, and that's fine. But it's going to be a move that's not going to be earth-shattering. Hopefully it works. And I know they didn't promise us anything, but I don't want to hear about first aprons or second aprons. You know, I just don't. MK is with us here. Hey, MK, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Can I vent, man? It's so frustrating. I go back to the Hawks where it was John Drew. Where you were talking about John Drew and Armand Hill. I almost forgot about that dude. And what's contact?
Eddie Johnson? Eddie Johnson? Oh, it's Hubie Brown.
Hubie Brown, yes, and I even go back as far as Lou Hudson, Walt Hazard, Walt Bellamy, all of these guys, man. Can I just vent about the Hawks for a minute?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I wish you could have a on your off day a luncheon, and all of us frustrated Hawks fans could come down there and just listen to you talk about history, and we can tell, you know, we can trade stories. But I don't understand Hawks,
just don't,
man.
Just don't bring any raw eggs. No raw eggs, okay? I mean, they can hurt. They actually can hurt. I think people throw eggs and they don't think they're going
to hurt. You, man. We're not going to do nothing like that. Hey, you're fascinating. I mean, a radio, just being on the radio doesn't do it any justice, but you're great with your history on the Atlanta scene. But, I mean, they get rid of DeJounte Murray. I don't see why everybody kept saying it wouldn't work. The project was only for, what, 2 years? And look what Boston did with their two superstars. They made it work up there in Boston. That should be a, you know, thing where they could have patterned the success off of that. And then they bring in Larry Nance. He's 31. His points per average is 5.7, 5.0 rebounds.
Oh, no, all these guys. Yeah, these guys they brought in are role players or bench players. There's no starters here. I know.
That's right. I mean, and you got DeJounte Murray, 22.5 points and 6.4 assists, man. I don't get it. The rest of these guys, I just don't understand, man. I think they brought them in because they're a little taller. They're 6'8", 6'6", and 6'7". They're about 2 or 3 inches taller than DeJounte, and I think that's what they're going for. They're basing it on.
Yeah, they're really not a very big team. I mean, they've got, you know, some 6'10 guys out there. That was a lot of why some people wanted them to take Saar or even Klingon. Or I had people saying, trade down and get Zach Edey. I'm like, okay, I'll tell you why Zach Edey's not going to work in the NBA, but all right, I understand the premise there. You know, we want Tree Rollins. You know, Tree Rollins, MK, I'll give you a little history here. Back in those days, they didn't make a whole. Wayne Rollins, nicknamed Tree Rollins, played at Clemson, right? Gets drafted by the Hawks. He's 7'3", big guy, really nice guy, really, really wonderful man. But in those days, rookies didn't pay. I think he made $75,000, $80,000 as a rookie in the NBA. So he had to have a job, right, MK, in the offseason, okay? So he gets a job because he's interested in television as a camera operator at CNN. So Tree would be standing there with a camera, like pointing it at the news anchors. Like, I'd be looking at him and he'd be like running the camera. He had the headset on and that's what he did. And so he's running the 7 foot, like three. And of course, you got something like 5'2 VJ from like, you know, Cornell or Ithaca College who's in there. She's looking up. Here's a 7'3" center running camera. Okay. And that's how it rolled back in those days. I mean, has it really been since Dikembe? Orin, has it been since Dikembe, since we had somebody at center, help me out here, that was really got out there swatting balls left and right? Has it been that long? Maybe. I mean, we haven't had it very often, have we? I mean, we had it with Tree. Maybe somebody in there? Tree and Dikembe, pretty much it? I mean, really big-time shot blockers? I mean, because what's this team?
Konkak or Andrew Lane?
No,
or...
no. John Kontrakt.
Theo
John Kontrakt,
was
nice
here
guy
for
too.
A minute.
Yeah, yeah, for a hot minute.
Yeah,
yeah, John Konkak was a nice guy. But that was also 40 years ago. I mean, he was a nice guy, really nice guy. Really liked him a lot. And a big guy, 7'2". But, you know, again, I'm talking about recent. This team right now, what do you got? You got 6'10". That's what Capella 6'10", Okongwu 6'10".
By the time they drafted Priest Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah. Priest Lauderdale. Yeah, that worked out well, didn't it?
It worked out swimmingly, John.
Yes, it did. Oh, God. I apologize. I am really in my feelings tonight. I hope that I want nothing more than for Onyeka Okongwu to blow up into something that I didn't see coming. I want Jalen Johnson to turn into that superstar. We talk about Boston. Sometimes it takes a couple of years. Maybe we can have Trey and Jalen just turn into those two guys, and you're just going to cut Trey loose. Maybe, by the way, maybe it all works, and I should just take everything back for the last 2 hours that I've said. All right, quick break, top of the hour, and then more of your calls, 404-726-0929. Trying to figure this town out, trying to figure the Hawks out, trying to figure out. It's July. The Olympics are this month. NFL training camps are this month. So I guess other things that you can focus on rather than just complaining about what we're complaining about, or at least I am, on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.